This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Almost everyone looks for a way to pay less in taxes. That includes businesses, which are often looking for a reduction in their local property tax bill. Some so-called big box retailers have been using what's known as the dark store appeal when making their case to the Michigan Tax Tribunal. Staff writer Nick Manis recently wrote about this issue for MIBiz. Nick Manis, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me on, Gordon.
So what do you mean by the dark store appeal?
Sure. So over the last several years, Michigan particularly, although it's been utilized in other states, but many states have put a stop to it, stores such as Meijer, Walmart, Target, Lowe's, Home Depot, the so-called mega chain big box stores, they say that the stores are designed in such a way that they can't be used by any other competitors. So when they go and have their property tax bill handed to them, they often appeal it, saying that they're taxed at a higher level than it should be because the stores should not be assessed by the cost of construction. And where it becomes something of an issue is that so many of the stores that they compare to are closed, vacant stores. So the stores are saying that their stores, even if it's a brand new store, should be taxed at the same rate as a vacant store.
And there are deed restrictions that often come with these stores so that if that store does in fact close later, it then may often sit vacant, right?
Yep, and that's kind of where it's often referred to as the dark store theory, and that's where the theory comes into play because it's often not proven, is that they say that the stores can't be used by any other competitor, but that's hard to prove because the stores have a deed restriction in place oftentimes, meaning that any other competitor cannot come in and actually use that store for any purpose or use that land for any similar purpose.
And do these deed restrictions just normally get written into real estate contracts, those sort of things, in the course of doing business?
Yeah, that's my understanding. It was, didn't get into that a whole lot, but that's my understanding is that the chains have that, written in when they acquire a parcel of land to build a store.
To step back just a little bit, for people who may not follow this thing real closely, what is the Michigan Tax Tribunal's role here? What does that entity actually do?
Sure. So the Michigan Tax Tribunal is a 5-member governor-appointed board. They're under the umbrella of the Michigan Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs. They oversee appeals for property taxes.
And this is where a company will take its case when it believes that a local government has handed them a tax bill that's too high.
In many instances, but in even several other instances, we point out some data in our story that in often cases, the municipality that does the assessing when a retailer appeals their tax bill, oftentimes the municipality will just wind up settling so as to avoid having to take it all the way to the tax tribunal.
But there were some officials with local units of government who you talked to which feel that the Michigan Tax Tribunal is putting them in a tough spot. How come?
Yeah. The Tax Tribunal has widely accepted this so-called dark store theory. And in fact, in other cases, when the Tax Tribunal has agreed with the retailer that they should be repaid, that they overpaid on their property taxes, the Michigan Court of Appeals has upheld what the Tax Tribunal said. One source I spoke to said that the Court of Appeals has been very deferential to the Tax Tribunal.
So is the feeling from a local mayor, a county treasurer, that sort of thing, that the companies here are really in control because they have the deed restrictions they put in so that the store really can't be used for anything else if they move out? And then they are, for the most part, getting favorable rulings from the tax tribunal, or if the appeal goes beyond that to a court, that again, the company seems to be getting a pretty fair shake or more than a fair shake from these entities.
Yeah, that definitely seems to be the prevailing opinion of officials in municipalities, and it's definitely drawing the attention of a number of various associations as well, the Michigan Association of Counties, the Michigan Association of Townships, the Michigan Municipal League, are all looking for ways to begin drafting legislation to try to to try to curtail this.
What does it mean for the bottom line of a township or what other local unit of government may be in play here if, in fact, they do find that this company can get their tax bill reduced at the Michigan Tax Tribunal or otherwise?
There's definitely real money at stake here. Just as our report went to press, that we didn't get it in our print edition, but it is updated on our website right now. Overall, retailers' use of the dark store theory has cost communities around the state at least $74.3 million from 2013. And that's according to data from the Michigan Association of County Treasurers that was just released. And that takes into account about roughly about 50 counties around the state. So that's upwards of $74 million that various municipalities around the state have had to refund to these stores.
And you have some breakdown here for counties in West Michigan, $14.3 million for Kent County, $2.9 million in Calhoun County, nearly $1.6 million in Ottawa County, $265,000 in Kalamazoo County. So we see some variation in those numbers, but at the end of the day, there are certainly some dollars that local officials were counting on that they don't have anymore.
Yes. One of the more extreme examples that's often cited, and we mentioned it in our story, is in Marquette within the last year or so, a Lowe's store in, I believe it was Marquette Township, appealed their property tax assessment. I believe it was for about $700,000. They were refunded about $750,000. The community of Marquette and the UP had to scale back their library hours to make up for that. But, you know, these municipalities, it seems like, you know, certainly don't have the spare funds these days to just be repaying property taxes.
You did mention that there is some efforts to perhaps change legislation or write new legislation at the state capitol to deal with this. What exactly would at least some lawmakers like to do?
Yeah, you know, Indiana recently passed legislation, just I believe earlier this summer, that a lot of stakeholders here in the state are looking at as a model. Essentially, the legislation passed by Indiana doesn't allow for comparisons to vacant stores. It doesn't allow for comparisons to properties with deed restrictions. So it really kind of cuts down on being able to compare, you know, an active, vibrant store to a vacant store.
What happens when one of these stores does close? I mean, does the local government then in take on some additional cost at that point?
Yeah, I mean, you know, in Muskegon, which is one example I cite in my story, Muskegon has had a Target store that moved. It was on a fairly busy commercial corridor. The store moved a couple miles south of town to kind of a new upcoming commercial area. That Target store has sat vacant since, I believe, about 2007 or so. It has deed restrictions on it, and there's just been no way to redevelop that property.
You did reach out to Meijer, trying to get their side of the story because they have won a number of these appeals. What sort of response did you get from them?
They declined a formal interview. They did send a statement. I can read that. This is per their senior director of communications, Frank Gugliami, said, Meijer reviews each store's assessment and appeals to tax valuations of our stores when we believe the values are overstated. Our customers expect us to keep prices as low as possible, and one way we do this is by managing our costs in the most effective way, which includes paying a fair and equitable value of our property tax for our stores and facilities. So essentially they're saying, you know, this is standard practice for them and a method to keep prices low for their customers.
As you noted at the end of the story, there's some local officials who are not happy with the way the Michigan Tax Tribunal has ruled or what they end up actually collecting in property taxes at the end of the day, but also still find themselves trying to pursue these companies and these jobs. Are they in a situation where it's very tough to look away from the possibility of bringing a big box retailer in, even with all of the potential hazards that come with it, because simply they want to be able to put people to work in their hometowns?
Yeah, that's something that I asked a number of officials around the municipalities that I spoke with, and you know, particularly kind of stood out in Mason County, just east of Ludington. There's a cluster of these stores, a Meijer, a Walmart, a Lowe's, a Home Depot. And, you know, particularly in kind of these a little bit more rural areas, those stores tend to serve, you know, pretty much an entire area. And they, you know, they tend to employ, you know, a couple or a few hundred people. And it's, you know, they need to kind of balance that where they recognize that these stores are able to do this and are taking advantage of this opportunity to reduce the property tax obligations. But they also, you know, serve for both employment as well as, you know, convenience of citizens in the area.
Nick Manis, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Gordon. I appreciate you having me on to talk about this.
Nick Manis is a staff writer for MIBiz. You can find a link to his story on the dark store loophole used for tax appeals at WMUK.org. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.